Morning. We've got a little construction noise today. Sorry about that. But it'll all be good when it's done. So let's start by taking a seat. Give yourself a moment to close your eyes. This yoga practice begins with the breath. Deep breaths send a message to our brain to relax. And then we begin to add movement. The movement gives us a release. It repairs and heals us. It massages our organs. And as we move and breathe, we become more and more present. We are in the moment with our breath. We are in the moment with our movement. Being in the moment provides us a respite, a refuge. Being in the moment brings us clarity. Let your head drop down and roll from side to side. Excuse me. Now come to center, bring hands to your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity of mind, body, and spirit. Now as you inhale, reach your arms out wide, and then imagine you could gather good energy as you reach around to the front, bringing your hands together and bringing them back to your heart, pulling that good energy right into your heart. Do that for a few more breaths. One more time, reaching around in a great big circle, gathering good energy, bringing it into our hearts. And then with an inhale, circle your arms into the sky. Folding forward now, lay your hands down on the mat, step your feet back, come to downward facing dog. Reaching our hips skyward, we'll press heels up and down. We add movement, present with the breath. Present with the movement. Let's walk our hands back to our feet. Fold into a forward bend, any variation of it that works for your body. This is your experience. So every pose, find your own way. Now walk your hands forward again. We come back to downward facing dog. And let's set our knees down on the mat. Hands come right underneath our shoulders, cat and cow. Inhale, lifting the head and the tail. And then exhaling, we draw our back up toward the sky. Now follow the flow of your breath with the flow of your body. Let's add a little more to this. As you exhale, come right through your cat pose down onto your heels. And then drop onto your forearms as you inhale, sliding back into your cow pose. And continue like that. Now next exhale. Come through your cat pose into your heels, but then walk your hands forward and take a moment to find a comfortable resting place in child's pose, knowing that anytime you'd like, you're always welcome back here. Now let's curl our toes into the floor, lift our hips to the sky, step again into downward facing dog. Step your right foot forward. Left knee comes down to the mat. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And then hands come back to the mat again. And we step the right foot back. Inhale, shift forward. Shoulders above wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhaling, the shoulders roll back. The heart reaches forward, cobra. And then hips again to heels, child's pose. And toes again dig into the mat. We step into downward facing dog. And let's step the left foot forward. Right knee now comes down. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And then hands come back down again. Left foot steps back. Inhale, shoulders over the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhaling, we'll rise into cobra. And then with the exhale, it's back again to child's pose. Tuck toes under your feet. Lift hips to the sky. We come to downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet now up to meet our hands. And then inhale, rise all the way up. Touch your hands above you and then drop your hands down to your sides. Let's take some little twists side to side. As you twist your shoulders side to side, let your arms fly away from your body as if they were the empty sleeves on a coat. Now let's slow those twists down until they become absolutely still. And then stand at the very front of your mat now for the sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach. And then we'll slide the hips down and back, chair pose. Let's come up again. If you want to, lean back just a bit. And then dive down. Inhaling, we'll lift up halfway. Now place your hands on the mat, reach your right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circling up into the sky. And then hands come back onto the mat. Step the left foot back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. Exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. Now reach your right leg up into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Circling the arms up and then touching them back down again. And we'll step the left foot forward. Inhale, up and into the sky. Hips sliding down, chair pose. And then come up again. Here, if you want to, you can lean back again. And we'll dive down. Inhale, come halfway up. Now touch your hands on the mat. Step your left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circle up and hands touch back down. Right foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. And with the exhale, back to downward facing dog. Now take your left leg up to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms reaching up. And then come back to the mat. And right foot steps up to the front. Inhale, reaching to the sky. Chair pose. And then all the way up again. Again, if you want to, you can lean back. And we'll dive down. Inhale, halfway up. Now bring your hands to the mat. Walk your feet back. And step into downward facing dog. So let's be as present as we can with our breath and our movement so we can move toward that state of clarity. We begin our standing flows now. Right leg reaches up into the sky. Step the right foot forward. Set your back foot flat down on the mat. Let's step into warrior one.
Arms reach to the sky as we lunge forward through the right knee. Let's add a little flow here. Exhale, hands come down and the right knee straightens. Inhale, arms reach up and the right knee bends. So do that with your breath. Next inhale, let's stay again in warrior one with that knee bent deeply. And this time we'll take hands behind the back. Linking fingers together, let's push the hands and shoulders back. Come to a nice big heart opening right across the front of our body. Now we bow slowly forward, just coming to where you feel comfortable. And
take your hands to the mat. Curl your left toes under. Send your right leg up into the sky. And then bring your right knee under your body as we come to plank pose. And let's flow back and forth, right leg back up into the sky. And then back underneath the body, pulling it through. Back and forth. Now come forward one more time, but this time hold in plank pose. If your knee needs to come to the mat, you're welcome to do that. And then right leg back up into the sky. And this time we'll roll the right hip open so the knee points to the ceiling. And then draw circles around and around with the kneecap. Feel your hip beginning to loosen up. And then right leg back up into the air. And we'll step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Bring hands into your heart. Let's add a twist to this lunge. Hook your left elbow across your right thigh as this twist begins to spiral its way around to the right. You can lay your back knee down. You can spread your arms wide. You can stay right as you are. Explore it in your body. Come back around. Take both hands onto your right thigh. Pick your left foot up. Set it down flat. Let's lean forward into pyramid pose. With legs straight, we stretch out over the right leg. Little by little, exploring in your body what feels right. Healing. Releasing. Allow yourself to become absorbed in the moment. Then our hands come to the mat. We walk our feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, arch up. With the exhale, we go back to downward facing dog. Now take your left leg up to the sky. Step the left foot forward, back foot lays flat down as we step into warrior one. Exhale, arms come down, the left leg straightens. Inhale, back to warrior one. Moving with your breath. Now back into warrior one. And then hands reach behind the back. Nice big heart opening. And slowly bowing forward, just to where you're comfortable. Now hands come to the mat, curl your right toes under, left leg up and into the sky. Left knee under the body, shift forward, plank pose, and flow back and forth, pushing back as the leg reaches up and coming forward as the knee comes in. Next time the knee comes in, stay for a moment. And then left leg up to the sky. The knee opens up to the ceiling. We draw circles round and round. And then left leg goes back up into the air. And we step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge.
Adding the twist, fold your hands into your heart. Hook your right elbow across your left thigh as we turn the twist now to the left. Now come back around, take both hands onto your left thigh, pick your right foot up, set it down flat. We step into pyramid pose, starting with a nice firm foundation and straight legs. We lean forward. Find in your body where it works, where it feels releasing and healing. Take our hands to the mat. Let's walk our feet back for the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. And exhaling, let's go back to downward facing dog. And reach your right leg up and into the sky. Really big, wide step forward with the right foot. We lay the back foot down flat, opening to warrior two. The legs as they are, reach a little bit forward, turn the right hand over, reaching it up and back behind you now, reverse warrior. A side bend, stretching the right side of the body. Now bend the right arm or reach toward the ground, side angle pose, left fingers up to the sky. Now extend your left arm into a diagonal line that reaches beyond your head. Feel that line lengthen from the tips of your fingers all the way down the left side of your body to the side of your left foot. Now let's flow from this pose to reverse warrior. So take your right arm, reach it up and back behind your head. And then again, either bending the left arm or reaching toward, right arm or reaching toward the ground, side angle. And we flow from one to the other. And then the next time you're in reverse warrior, the side bend, stay there for a moment. We'll all catch each other there. And then let's spin both hands around to the right foot. Come onto your left toes, right leg up into the sky. And again, the knee comes in as we shift forward, plank pose. Going back and forth, feel your shoulders move from one position to the other between plank pose and downward facing dog. Next time the knee comes in, hover there. And then back up to the sky, rolling the hip open, drawing circles round and round with the right knee. Right leg up to the sky, let's step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms reaching wide open now. Cross your left arm over your right. Either hug your shoulders or wrap the arms together like eagle pose. And then unwrap the arms, reaching up into the sky and then down to the mat. And we step back. The vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. With our exhale, back to downward facing dog. And now take your left leg to the sky. Big wide step forward with the left foot, back foot flat down, warrior two.
little reach forward, turn the left hand to the sky, and then up and back behind you into the side bend, reverse warrior. Now bend in the left arm or reaching to the ground, side angle pose. Extending the right arm into that diagonal now. And we flow one to the other. Reach your left arm up and back. Reverse warrior. And then back to your side angle pose. And the next time you're in reverse warrior, we'll meet again. And we'll spin both hands all the way around to the left foot, rolling onto the right toes, left leg to the sky. And then into the body, plank pose. Back and forth. Next time coming in, a little hover. And then left leg goes back up into the air, rolling the hip open, draw circles with your left knee. Getting looser and looser. Left leg goes back up into the sky, and we step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms reach wide open. We'll cross the right arm over the left. Again, you can hug your shoulders or wrap your arms together. And then release your arms, circle up into the sky. Hands come down to the mat, and we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, let's arch up. Exhaling our way back, downward facing dog. Reach your right leg up into the sky. Step your right foot forward and then walk your way around to the long side of your mat. Our hands come on thighs, we lift up to stand. Let's point our toes to the corners of the mat. Inhale, arms reach up. Exhale, arms parallel to the ground, bending the knees. And let's flow. Inhale, straighten the legs, reach up. And exhale, coming down again. And the next time your arms are wide open and your knees are bent, stay down. Now keep your hips down, but take your arms overhead. Link your fingers together, turn your palms toward the sky. And then bring your hands into your heart, straighten up your legs, turn your feet to the long side of the mat. Take hands onto your hips and fold forward. As you take hands down to the mat, let's prepare to twist here. You may want to widen your stance for the twist. Right hand below the face, left hand on the low back. A nice stretch through the back. And let's take a twist to the left. Now you can reach your left arm to the sky or keep it at your back, however you like your twist. See if you can turn your chin to the left shoulder and bring the twist right into your neck. Now unwind your twist, walk your hands forward, push your hips back. After we've twisted the back and spine, let's stretch it out nice and straight. Now walking the hands back in, left hand below the face, right hand low back, and the twist now to the right. Fit it to your body. come back around. Again, walking hands forward, pushing hips back. Feel yourself straighten out. Now walk the hands back in, and then around to the front of the mat, a little adjusting of the feet so they point to the front, and then send your right leg to the sky. And knee under the body, plank pose. You know the flow. Next time your knee comes forward, a little hover. And then left leg, right leg up to the sky, rolling open. Let's draw circles, round and round. And then right leg reaches up to the sky. We'll step the right foot forward. This time lay your left knee down on the mat. Circle your arms up into the sky. Link your fingers together. Point your index fingers upward like a steeple in the sky. Now let your arms, your back rise up nice and tall. If you want to, curve back into a back bend here. Now hands come down to the mat. We shift the hips backwards and take a nice slow stretch into the right leg. This can even be a full split if you're more open here. Come forward again. Take your hands to the mat. Curl your left toes under. Left knee comes off the ground. We step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, arch up. Exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. Let's take one more flow. Left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward. Walk your way around to the long side of the mat. We take hands on thighs, lifting up to stand. Let's point toes to the corners again. Inhale, arms circle up. Exhale, the knees bend, the hips drop down, arms parallel to the floor. And we flow up and down with the breath. Next time you come down, stay down. Arms reaching wide, hips sinking nice and low. And then arms come over the head. We turn the link the fingers together and turn the palms toward the sky. Now bring hands into your heart, straighten up. Turn your feet again around to the long side of the mat. Hands on the hips as we fold forward. As hands touch down to the ground, prepare for the twist. Maybe that means going wider with your feet. Right hand below the face, left hand on the low back. A nice stretch and then a twist to the left. Unwind your twist, walk your hands forward, push your hips back, take a stretch. Now walk the hands back in, left hand below the face, right hand low back, and a twist to the right. Come around again, walk your hands forward, push your hips back, take a stretch. And then walk your hands back in, now around to the front of the mat, a little adjusting with the feet, and left leg to the sky. One more time, flowing forward and back, bringing the knee in and out. And then the next time we'll hover a moment. And then left leg up into the sky, rolling around in circles. Left leg up to the sky. Step the left foot forward. Lay your right knee down onto the mat. Circle arms overhead. Fingers linked together. A steeple rises up tall. And maybe there's a back bend in this pose. Now hands come down to the mat.
Hips reach back, a nice stretch into the left leg, your stretch.
Coming forward again, we take hands to the mat. We'll tuck our right toes into the floor, pick the right knee up, and step back now for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank.
Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back to downward facing dog, but now let's lay our knees to the mat. Slip our hips into our heels. Find that resting place once again in child's pose. To the front of our mat. We're pressing hands down. We're curling our toes into the floor. And slowly, let's step back to downward facing dog. We'll walk our feet up to meet our hands. Nice, easy inhale as we come all the way up. And we fold hands into the heart. So we'll explore a little balancing now. Let's step first onto the right foot. We start today with tree pose. Take your left foot to the ankle or the calf or the thigh of your right leg. Maybe you'll take hands to the heart, maybe you'll branch them out. Now from here, let's drift into warrior three. Send your left leg behind you, arms reaching in any direction. Now hands reach down to the ground as we float into standing splits. Left leg reaches to the sky. Now step your left foot down next to the right. A nice easy inhale again as we come all the way up. Folding hands into the heart. Before we step onto the left foot, if you'd like to move your body a little bit first, take a moment to do that. Now stepping down onto the left foot, tree pose. Right foot to the ankle, the calf, or the thigh. And then again, we fly into warrior three, right leg reaches back. And then hands reach for the ground, standing splits. Step the right foot back to the mat. Inhaling, let's come all the way up.
And our hands again come to our heart. Once again, if you feel like you'd like to move your body a little, go ahead and do that. And then we'll take a nice big inhale, arms reaching into the sky. As we exhale, let's fold forward. We'll take our hands to the mat. We'll walk our feet back. Once again, lay your knees down, hips into heels. Let's return to child's pose. This time we'll add a side bend to child's pose. Walk your hands way over to the right. Walk back to the center, and then we'll walk them way over to the left. And then again, hands come back to the center, and we'll walk our hands in toward our knees. Let's take a back bend now, camel pose. Make a fold in your mat so your knees will have a little extra cushioning. And then set your knees on that triple thickness. Knees will be wide apart for camel pose. Curl your toes into the floor. Stand up on your knees. Make fists at your low back. And then we'll roll the shoulders back and rising up toward the sky, let your heart reach up. Carefully come back up from your camel. Take your hands to the mat, tiptoe your knees off of that extra thickness, and stretch your mat all the way out again. And then hips lay down into heels. One more time. Rest in child's pose. Walking hands in toward our knees again. This time, let's crisscross our ankles, slip right over the tops of our feet, and come to sit. Extend your legs out so your heels are on the very edges of your mat. Let's turn first and face the right leg. With an inhale, we reach up and lengthen. As we exhale, let's fold over the right leg in a forward bend. Listen to your body. Find where this feels healing for you. A place where it's not too much, it's not too little, but it feels just right. Hands walk up the right leg and we turn to the left leg. Inhale, lengthening upward again. Exhale, fold over your left leg. Walk up the left leg, and let's catch the backs of both of our legs and roll ourselves down onto the ground. Come down onto your mat, laying on your back, hug in your knees, take a little rock side to side. Set your right foot down on the floor, cross your left ankle over your right thigh. Take your hands behind your head, make a little resting hammock for your head, but use your abdominal strength to lift up and take a little twist to the left, and then come back down, and continue. Come right up again and take that little twist. Now as you lay your head down, reach around behind your right leg or around your right shin. We're coming to pigeon pose, a deep opening for the left hip. So find where that feels good. Close your eyes. Breathe deeply. Let that deep breath send a message to your brain. Relax. Let go. Your fingers, uncross your legs, take your hands on your knees and make circles round and round. Now let's take those circles around the other way. And we drop the left foot to the floor, right ankle across the left thigh. Again, a resting hammock for your head with your hands. Coming up with the abdominal strength, twisting to the right, and then lowering back down. And continue. One more time with a little twist to the right. And gently lay your head down, reach around behind your left leg or around for your left shin. Draw the legs in, find that deep opening now in your right hip. And let yourself become completely absorbed and immersed in your breath. The fingers again slip apart, the legs uncross, we take hands on our knees, circles go round and round, and then go around the other way. As you come back to center, set your feet on the floor. Spread your arms out wide on the ground. And then heel-toe your feet away from each other until your feet now are on the edges of your mat. And then like windshield wipers, drop your knees over to the right. And then up and over to the left. Slowly rocking side to side. One more time on each side. And then reach around, give your knees a hug. And decide now what inversion you might enjoy today. You could lay on your back and reach your legs up into the sky. You could push your feet down into the floor as you lift your hips off the ground, a bridge pose. You could lift your hips and legs up above you in a shoulder stand. Or if you have another inversion you enjoy, Choose what would feel good for you. Be as present as you can in your breath and in your movement. Slowly, gently begin to lay yourself back down onto your mat. And when you find yourself all the way back down, reach around for your knees. Little rock side to side. Now let's set our feet on the floor for fish pose. Slip your hands underneath your hips. Stretch your legs out straight. We'll sit up on fingertips. Tuck elbows underneath your back. Let your head lay back now as you reach your heart up toward the sky. Now the head lifts up. We let the fish pose return to the mat. Hands slide out from underneath us. We'll circle them around until they find each other behind our head. Lace your fingers together. Turn your palms around. Feel the stretch in your body. And then reach down. Take hold of your right knee. Guide your right knee across your body to the left. And then turn your head to the right. Relax in this twist. Feel the left hand slip away to the floor, rolling gently over again. Find your way onto your back. Before we twist the other way, straighten your body out a little bit on your mat. And again, extend the legs, circle the arms around until they find each other behind you. Lace your fingers together, turn your palms around. Nice big stretch. Now let's take hold of the left leg. We'll cross the left knee all the way over to the right. Now we turn our head and look to the left. Let your right hand slip away to the floor. Roll yourself back over again. Give yourself a little straightening out. And then surrender. Lay yourself down onto the mat for our final relaxation. Do whatever you need to do to get nice and comfortable. Close your eyes. Thank you. Yoga practice began with the breath. Deep breaths that sent a message to our brain to relax. Then we added movement. Movement that gave us a release, repaired and healed us, massaged our organs. As we moved and breathed, we became more and more present in the moment with the breath, in the moment with the movement. Being in the moment provides us a respite, a refuge. Being in the moment brings us clarity. You've breathed. You've moved. Now be in the moment. Experience clarity. Take a very deep breath in. Take a long, slow exhale out. Give yourself a chance to create your own meaningful closure for what you've experienced today. Gently over onto your right side. Take a moment there, in no hurry to move on. And then let's finish this practice where we began it. Find your way back to a comfortable seated position and offer your gratitude for your yoga practice today. We'll let our head drop down again, rolling from side to side. And coming back to center, excuse me, arms circle up and overhead. Hands meet together above us. Bring your hands first to your forehead for clarity in our thoughts today. To our lips,
for clarity in our words. And to our heart, for clarity in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.